Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I told you I was walking around yesterday. Decided it was so nice out, like sunny and beautiful out for a mid-January day. I decided to go for a nice little brisk walk around the neighborhood, right? If it works for Ron Cook and gets him in shape, maybe it'll work for me. And as I'm walking around the neighborhood, I'm listening to 610 Sports Radio out in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get a feel for what's going on out there. And the overwhelming thread of what they were talking about before they jumped into the Andy Reid press conference was, man, why the Chiefs even have to play this game? You know, this is ridiculous. You know, if not for the expansion of the playoff field, they'd have a bye. They're the two seed, and they got to play this Steelers team that's coming in. You guys saw them the day after Christmas. This isn't a playoff team. Why do the Chiefs have to waste their time with this Steelers team?
Funny you say that. You want to know what's funny?
What?
Is somebody from 610, a producer I know, texted me and said, oh my gosh, can we have the audio from Andy Reid saying the Steelers deserve a number one seed or whatever? Because he said it with the out-of-town media. They didn't have access to it.
Which we'll have it in Breakfast Bites, by the way. We'll let you hear the whole smoke blowing.
Their whole town is saying something that flies in the face of what their coach says,
right?
Like, they, you know what? Then get the number one seed and get the bye, right?
Yeah, exactly. Don't screw it up.
Did you come to the realization or you came to the thought that they're looking at the Steelers as just an impediment in a warm-up game, and they're looking at it as Michigan is playing, East Tennessee. Get out of the way.
As Nick Wright put it yesterday, and Nick worked in Kansas City a long time on Fox Sports, it's better than a bye week for the Chiefs. That's the way some people are looking.
How do you look at the numbers and not arrive at that conclusion?
I understand what you're saying. It should be a walkover, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the passive aggressive aw shucks routine we got from Ben yesterday. I don't even know why. You know, let's just go out and have some fun. But I just found it curious that you're going to go to the extent of, and look, Nick Wright saying it's better than a bye week. That's fine. You can make that assessment if you want, because they still get to go out there and play a team and they don't get rusty. But to go so far as to say, well, you don't have to worry about anybody getting hurt. I mean, no, you go out there on the field, you have to worry about something. Doesn't even matter if it could be Tyreek Hill messing up his heel in warmups, right? You go out to play an NFL game, somebody's going to get hit hard, and somebody might be the worse for it going into the next game. Above and beyond that, even, you're telling me that it's some sort of affront to football, and this is where their conversation went yesterday when I was listening. It would have been around 2 o'clock our time, so 1 o'clock their time in KC.
Okay.
It's some sort of affront to football that there are 7 teams from each conference in the playoffs now. And does this make sense? I mean, we've got, look at this.
Like hockey or whatever. I don't care if it's like, if there's 20 teams in the playoffs, if you're better, it'll shine through and you're supposed to beat them.
And I'll be honest, I'm always a fan of more teams in the playoffs. I mean, I don't want garbage teams getting in year after year after year. But how often does that happen in, like, the NFL even, when we had 6 seeds on either side? I think one time we got a team with a losing record in the playoffs. It was when the NFC West was really bad, and I think the Seahawks went 7-9 or something and got in as the division winner. That doesn't happen all that often. And I guess my favorite version of the baseball playoffs was during the pandemic year when they had – how many did they have? They had 8 teams from each league in the playoffs – and all these wild card series being played. I loved it.
Give me a shortened season to begin with.
Well, yeah. Give me more teams in the playoffs, and I think the NFL at 7 has kind of found the perfect number. You get to 8, nobody gets a bye, right? And you've got way too many games the first weekend. You get to 7, the first team still gets a bye, and you still get six games on the opening weekend.
I don't care if there's 50 teams. I don't care if there's 50 teams in the playoffs. Give me as many games as possible. Can you say, well, it's diluted and, oh, my gosh, and a team. It could be like the NCAA tournament and the best team doesn't get through. You know what? I think they do. You get up for the games that are win and you're in, or win and you advance, right, lose and you're done. Get up for those games and play your best in them. And, you know, that's just what it is. So by virtue of that, mm-hmm, and I think it's the longest of long shots.
Yes, it is.
But if the Steelers were to beat the Chiefs, then what would the excuses be for the Chiefs fans who are saying these same things yesterday? If you would turn that dial on Martin Luther King Day, and it'd be the day after, it'd be Monday, and you turn it on at the same time, would they say, well, they shouldn't have been made to play this game anyway? Or they were looking forward or looking ahead to the next game, like, that's what when people say they shouldn't have to play this game, if they lose it, I'm always interested in then what would the excuse be if it's a nothing game for them anyway.
And to try and put myself in the head of a Chiefs fan, it's odd to me. Like, I understand. You won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. You got the best young quarterback in the league. He's electric. He can seemingly do anything. You found some defense in the second half of the season. Everything seems to be moving in the right direction, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're also a fan who saw your franchise go, I want to say, 15 years between home playoff wins. Think about it. The Chiefs went from the Joe Montana overtime win against the Steelers in the 93 wild card game all the way until the 2018 division round and beating the Colts. That's how long they had in between playoff wins at Arrowhead. And it wasn't just one or two games. It was a regular occurrence. They lost to the Colts. They lost to the Broncos. Colts again. Then the Ravens. Then the Steelers once. The Titans, right? You know, I remember that game, the Mariota game. If I were a Chiefs fan, my psyche would be a whole lot more fragile than, why they got to even play this game against this stinky team?
I don't mind seven teams in the playoffs. I don't like a Monday night football game. Give me Saturday and Sunday jam-packed with football. I don't like it bleeding over into the weekday, so to speak. But give me seven teams. Give me eight teams if you have to. But then, you know, you
don't get
can't
the
figure out the bye.
Yeah.
There, I'll say this. In the old, I like this system better because – what advantage? Here's the flip side. Here's the devil's. I'll play devil's advocate to the Chiefs fans. In the old system, what did number one get that number two didn't?
Nothing.
Until the final,
until the conference championship. Nothing.
So there now is a real incentive to be number one as opposed to number two.
Right, and they had number one in their back pocket
after
they thumped the Steelers.
You're absolutely right.
And
about
they blew
that.
It.
They were on a pathway to be the number one team. And so if you don't like it, then be number one.
Exactly.
Because under the old system, how many years did the New England Patriots, and they ended up making their hay anyway, but how many years did they get the exact same thing as the number two team got?
Right.
Until that team had to go to Foxborough for the AFC Championship.
Exactly.
That's pretty much all that it was. I think that the winner of the conference should get something different than the number two team.
You should get the extra
week off.
And now
we're in a structure where they do.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm surprised we didn't come to the realization of what seven on each side would do whole lot sooner. We went, 25 years, I think it was, or close to 25 years with the six seeds on each side format? Because I remember back, I want to say it was the year the Steelers beat the Oilers in the wild card down in the Astrodome. Might have been the final year they only had five seeds. I go back that far. We remember that as kids.
Gary Anderson field goal.
Yes.
Right.
Which it stands as one of the biggest underdog victories for the Steelers in the playoffs.
But they just wasn't ever incentivized enough to win the conference because you got something, but seemingly the number two team got the same exact thing, except they had to come to your house when it came conference championship time. That was it.
And I'm not saying, far be it from me to suggest that this is leaking into the facility in Kansas City and that they're taking the Steelers lightly. I don't think that's the case. Again, you'll hear Andy Reid in Breakfast Bites in about 10 minutes. He's laying all the proper groundwork for keeping his team focused on the fact that the Steelers can beat them somehow, right? They're not, I don't think, maybe there are guys who are, but I don't think they're taking it lightly out there. But certainly the fans are, and they don't like the fact that they have to play the Steelers. Well, tough luck. Win the one seed next time. Then the game should be over by halftime again,
playing
right?
Playing a 71-year-old quarterback. You're playing a running back that's playing this many games. It's a rookie whose arm is jacked up at this point. You're playing a defense without a middle linebacker. They don't have one that's any good.
Uh-huh.
If those, it's, and these are people in this town saying that.
Yeah.
You know, so if they're like that and they're that bad, then just go out and beat them. Go out and beat him.
Roger Wood going to tell us how he came to decide to update the Here We Go song, and we let you hear it in the 8 o'clock hour. Roger, right around 8:30. Matt Spaeth, former Steelers tight end, he joins us to talk about Ben, to talk about some of those openings around the NFL right now, what to expect from Steelers Chiefs on Sunday at 8 o'clock. Jeff Hathorn in about 15 minutes as well to tell us what may or may not have been gleaned from the Steelers' first practice yesterday and who practiced and who didn't. And as I mentioned, Andy Reid blowing some smoke or trying to keep his team focused on what he thinks of the Steelers. That's next here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.